Life of Trance 4, a Rising High collective. And the track is called Erotic by Baby Doc. You're saying, wait a minute, I know that name. Baby Doc is part of Hyperspace. They were here last summer for Destiny 5. The other half of Hyperspace is the dentist from Del Bosca. Anyway, so that's a Baby Doc tune on that compilation. We heard Together We Can Learn by Awa from Frequencies, Test 1. And, also with a vinyl. I can't read my own writing. Oh, I also with a vinyl version of the Moby song Hymn, which is very, very difficult to find on vinyl. That's on that Frequencies Test 1 compilation. We heard a remix of Bostich, the Yellow song by Westbam from an EP called Hands on Yellow. Raja with Basic Gravity, that's also from The Secret Life of Trance 4. And we started out with Hard Sync from Gunhead, and that's on the White Label Volume 2 compilation. And that one comes complete with a cracked or cross-grooved vinyl, which is, explains the little skip there. No, I wasn't dancing again. So as I said, tonight we'll be featuring music from those compilations. We don't know if our special guest is going to arrive in time from Detroit to be on the show, although he will be playing in the city tonight. I'll tell you about that later. We have I guess this is turning into a yearly event, a Dr. Trance editorial for you tonight. And I do hope that you'll stick around for it because it's a rather serious subject I want to talk about. And then 180 degrees around the musical spectrum is the fabulous and talented Neil C. If I said Neil and Kane, you'd probably go, oh yeah, that Neil C. He's brought some music by to play for us, and that's coming up next on Energy 108. The progressive side of the scene, this is music from Neil C. you truly care about the scene, I hope you'll listen to what I have to say. A year ago or so, you might remember, I refused to promote a party on the radio because the flyer was so negative towards the whole scene. And in my opinion, negativity is not what raving is all about. This scene was started as a unifying force for people with the same interests in both music and lifestyle. It was the non-judgmental, positive, attitudinal, almost communal aura that made me feel totally comfortable in the company of ravers. I perceived, and I still do, any negativity to be counterproductive to the spirit of the scene. But lately, that negativity has risen its ugly head again, and it's gotten to the point where I can no longer maintain a position of impartiality while the scene that I love is being torn apart by a handful of snide, petty, and rude people whose attitude is, if you don't like what I like, then you're beneath contempt. These people make themselves quite visible to ravers and partygoers who are out every weekend and who hang out in locations where others of a similar nature gather. They snicker and they point fingers at those who like music other than what they like, and because they set themselves up as trendsetters, others who don't know any better follow their lead. This takes the rave scene and divides it right in half, and the scene is small enough as it is. More importantly, it creates negative vibes that have no business as part of what should be a positive environment. The worst part about this situation, in my opinion, is that it is being propagated by those who should know better, promoters and DJs who decry politics in the scene only when they themselves are creating the politics and using their positions to spread the negative vibes so they can recreate the scene in their own image. The next time someone tells you a party will be cheese because certain DJs will not be playing or because a certain kind of music will not be featured all night, stop and think twice. If you really wanted a party to the same music and DJs week after week after week, wouldn't you simply go to a nightclub? Isn't variety and quality what makes a party great? And if you don't like what a particular organization does, well, just don't support them in their future endeavors. But whatever you do, don't let other people make up your mind for you. And when you see an out negativity or an out-and-out negative attitude, don't support it. Tell the flyer guys and the promoters in question that you're not going to support name-calling and rave-bashing and for them to go back to the primordial ooze that spawned them. And by the way, I don't believe that humorous pokes at ourselves constitute rave-bashing. I do believe that people who set themselves up as judge and jury for the scene and make pronouncements like, don't support the cheese, are the worst offenders there can be. Please, if you care about the spirit of raving, support the positive. Reject the negative.
No. Nothing.